Father, your word says that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers of this dark age. But you have designed and ordained armor and weapons for us to come against the wickedness in high places. Right now, we put on the helmet of salvation. We lift up the shield of faith. We clothe ourselves with the breastplate of righteousness. And we pick up the sword of truth. And in the mighty name of Jesus, our Savior, we declare war in the heavenlies.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Fire in the Hole with Dale and Garris. Fire in the Hole is an on-fire broadcast outreach of Horizon Ministries and is dedicated to seeing a worldwide revival and the winning of lost souls. And now, Dale and Garris with Fire in the Hole.
One of the things that the Lord dealt with me this past week or so, and has manifested itself in several different places, is the reason why we don't have a real supernatural Holy Ghost revival. And I didn't think I'd bring this message again, but I could feel the Lord overshadowing all the other issues. It's that important of an issue. Because there's times when you pray and you block the path of your own prayers to get to the throne of God. You actually can tie the hands of the Lord so that He cannot answer your prayers. And you have to deal with those issues, whatever they are. You've got to make sure that those things are squared away before you, and be able to clear the path to be able to get to the throne of God. Now, it might be sin in your life. It might be some sort of an issue that you can't seem to get rid of, get it out of your life. Could be anything. Prayed with a woman just yesterday. And she obviously, most apparently, had set her husband up as an idol in her heart, who would turn and would beat her and torment her. And yet she couldn't see that this was the thing that was blocking, where she had to absolutely let go of this thing that she put before God, before God could ever answer her prayers. And I just felt this thing come. Don't even pray for her. Don't pray for deliverance. Pray for understanding, because she's got to take care of this thing first. We are in a similar situation as a church, as the body of Christ. I think it's pretty obvious that there is no supernatural revival in the land. And if you really think there is one, then you haven't seen anything yet, or you really don't know what a revival really is. You may think you go to a wonderful church, and you very well may. But there is a desperate need for an incredible outpouring of the latter rain, where people that are unsaved can see the difference between church and the power of the living God. Because they're not going to get saved just because you invited them to come to your dead religion. They've had enough. They're more real than we are, because they can see through the form of godliness that we have rested in our apostasy in these last days. And the Bible backs me up, because it says in the last days there'd be a famine for hearing the word of God. It says that the vintage would fail. It says that the cankerworm would eat up all the trees. I mean, I can go through Hosea, through Amos. Jesus said the same thing in Matthew. The Apostle Paul said it over and over and over again. And if you think that you're having a revival in your church, or your church is really on fire for God, let me ask you one question. I've done this a bunch of times. If you've listened to this broadcast, you know. How many souls are getting saved at your church? And if you're the number that you're about to give me is under 100 or so per day, you're not having a revival. That's my definition. When souls come flock to the altar in that magnitude, now you got something moving. And if you don't have something moving, you don't have something to give them, they're not going to come and get it. Let me just read a couple scriptures here, because we're already moving pretty quick. Isaiah chapter 22, verse 12. And in that day did the Lord of hosts call to weeping and to mourning, O God, and to baldness, and to girding with sackcloth. That baldness and girding with sackcloth is like getting down in sackcloth and ashes. fasting and praying and crying out to the Almighty God. This is what he called for. And behold, joy and gladness, slaying of oxen and killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Oh, praise the Lord, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. That's the state of affairs, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I never, ever made the claim that I was a nice guy, okay? Let's get that straight. I'm a guy who loves the judgment of the Lord. The Bible says evil men despise judgment. They hate judgment. I love to see the judgment of the living God because I fear the Lord, and to fear the Lord is to hate evil. And I hate to see what has happened to the Virgin Bride of Christ. And I see that we have a form of godliness everywhere, but Lord, where is the revival? And I hear many, many people say, praying, oh Lord, send a revival. I got news for you. You can pray all you want. And it is a good thing to pray, Lord, send a revival. But there has to be a place where the church of the living God comes to a place of brokenness before God. He is nigh them that are of a broken heart. That doesn't mean just because you're going through trouble, because your husband beats you up, that you're brokenhearted. No, what the Lord requires is us to break our hearts, our ways, what we think is right, what we think is good, what we would like to do, the way that we would like to have things, what we would like to do today, right now. Break yourself. And those that have a contrite heart, a repentance heart, no revival will ever start until the people of the living God come to a place of repentance, not so much for themselves, that's pretty obvious, but to come to a place where they are so broken before God that they look on the state of affairs of the church and they realize, my God, have mercy on us as a people, as a church, as your bride, O God. The very deceptive thing about this, the problem and the reason why we don't see this part, is the fact that most people that are going to churches, they're saved, you know, and I believe them. They really, you know, I'm sure they are. And they're regular holy Joes. They do all the things that they're supposed to do. They keep the commandments. They go to church on Sunday. And I'm, you know, as long as that is not your righteousness, that is a good thing. We're supposed to, you know, assemble ourselves together just for the sake of worship, if nothing else. And they have a nice lifestyle, you know, and they don't drink, and there's so many things that they don't do, and they would, the people would get saved, and they would do whatever it takes. And they pray, and they read, you know, they're regular good guys. But the Lord has called us to a place of weeping. And yet we look at our own lives, we say, well, I'm saved, you know, I really am. Maybe I'm not the supernatural walk that Elijah walked or something like that, but I know I'm saved. But it is not about you. Don't you see? It's not about me. I don't care what place in God that I've got. I don't give a rip. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care if I'm the guy leading the parade or sweeping up after the elephants. I don't care. I just want to be in the parade. It doesn't matter. What matters is you have to have a place of brokenness before God, where you look out on the landscape and you realize, Lord, I may not know what is wrong, but oh God, I realize we are not, as a body, as a people, we are not in the place of God that we should be. And it will end up being our destruction. And not only our destruction, but the destruction of all those souls out there that would have gotten saved had we been in a place of power, had there been an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, had there been a supernatural revival. You pray for revival and pray and pray and pray, and you wonder, why isn't God sending it? And there's this little voice in the depths of your heart that tells you that you got more mercy than God. Like, you want this revival more than he does, because if you had your way, oh, we would have a supernatural revival and everybody would get saved. Well, isn't that grand? You've got more mercy than God. Well, if you've got more mercy than God, friend, then you better get on your face and ask God to forgive us as a people, for we have fallen so far away from the place where we should have been. You see, real Christians walk in power. Elijah said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and destroy the enemy. But today I hear, oh, praise the Lord. I'm a real Christian. If I be a Christian, let love just come down like tulips and petals and caress you, and so that you know that about the love of Jesus. And I am telling you that that is not judgment. And lost souls don't respond to that. You'll get a few. But that is not the personality of God. Judgment will begin at the house of God. And the Lord's not going to pat you on the head and say, oh, my son, yes, I call for weeping and mourning, repentance, a broken heart for Israel. And I see that you weren't grieved for the affliction of Joseph. No, you were settled on your lees. But you know what, son? You meant well. Praise the Lord. You meant well. It's cool. I know that you have a good heart. You're a good guy. You meant well. It's not what the Bible says, friend. Mm-mm. Sorry. He that overcometh shall eat of the tree of life. You have got to find a place before God where you stand in the spirit and the judgment of the living God. Say, this is right. This is wrong. This is in the spirit, this is carnal. Separate between the holy and the profane. Realize we only have a form of godliness, and oh God, please forgive us. Please forgive us corporately. We have, as Nehemiah said, as it were, confusion of faces. We don't even have a clear countenance to hold up before the face of the Lord. Because we've got so many different doctrines, we allow so many different things, because we're so interested in being nice, but we're not broken and grieved for the affliction of Joseph, for the destruction of the body of Christ, because we've fallen asleep, and your heart isn't grieved to the point where you are ready to go in desperate, prevailing prayer, sackcloth and ashes, fast your guts out, God, please forgive us. Until we come to that point, God has to hear that prayer of repentance before he will respond. Before he will send a revival, he will not send a revival to people who don't care. And you can say, oh Lord, send a revival all you want, but if you really care, you'll find that place before God. Praise the Lord. This is Dale Garris with Fire in the Hole. Praise the name of the Lord.
That you've received something from the Lord today that will bring you into a deep, victorious walk in God. Now, if you'd like to receive cassette tapes of these broadcasts, contact us and ask to be put on our mailing list. These tapes are absolutely free and are sent out all over the world to edify the body of Christ and promote a gospel of power. Contact us at Horizon Ministries, Post Office Box 822, Waxahachie, Texas, 75168. That's Waxahachie, spelt Waxahachie. Or call us at 1-800-938-1911. Visit our website at www.revivalfire.com. And that's one word, .org, where you can hear these broadcasts anytime and find resources that will help you win lost souls. This is Jim Weiseth. Praise the Lord.